This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thought it was going to be a quiet time of the year. We do have the Stanley Cup postseason. It's June. We got a couple of golf majors. Then all of a sudden yesterday happened. Rob Gronkowski retires. Deshaun Watson settles with 20 of 24 of his accusers. Daniel Snyder's in trouble again. Abs Lightning game 4 coming up tonight. And the British Open says they'll welcome in the LIV Tour players. Brooks Koepka goes. Also, Abraham Answer went. Colin Morikawa stayed. That's the last 24 hours. Welcome to the program. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls, emails, tweets, all the above. Welcome on the program. We're here for the next 3 hours. You can watch on Peacock if you download the app. And we say good morning to Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and now nearly 400 radio stations around America. But the big news was Deshaun Watson reaching a settlement with 20 of the 24 women who accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, that doesn't mean that the quarterback can avoid a suspension by the NFL. I had been told that disciplinary action was probably going to happen this week. Now this comes up, and I don't think anybody had it other than Jordan Schultz, who is independent. You know, this wasn't one of those Adam Schefter or Jay Glazer or, you know, go around, you know, everybody here, Cleveland Browns, even the Gronk situation, you know, with what was going on. And that's what Jordan Schultz broke that news. So Deshaun Watson settles with 20 of the 24. And the question is, why now? It was reported earlier this season Watson would look to settle the civil suits if a deal with the Dolphins was finalized. That never happened. And if Watson was ready then why did we wait so long? Why not once he got traded to Cleveland? Now, it's 15 months into the process, and just last week it was reported the NFL would look into a significant suspension for Watson, and maybe those reports made Watson and his attorney uneasy and decided to stop the bleeding. Or maybe the NFL and the quarterback struck a deal. With a decision reportedly coming soon, we may have the answer sooner rather than later. And I don't know if this was proposed to me. Could Watson and the NFL come to some kind of agreement? Because the commissioner wants this to go away. He doesn't want this to drag into the season again. I think that Deshaun Watson is going to get probably a half a season, maybe more. Maybe it's the entire season. And then maybe, you know, there's an appeal process, I'm going to guess. And then maybe they walk it back a little bit here. But 20 of the 24 have settled. What about, we were told there were two more. So it was going to be 26. Now it's just 20 of 24. I don't know what's happened to the other two as well. And are they going to settle? But I'm not sure in Deshaun Watson's camp what changed. Why now? Now, you're going to camp, and they were trying to settle these cases when he was going to be traded to the Dolphins. The report was, hey, the Dolphins will make that trade for you. You have to settle. Well, he couldn't settle all the cases, so it didn't happen. I think it's harder to say that nothing happened. Now, you can say, and people already have on social media, well, these women just out for money. You can say that. I don't believe that. I believe that there was a predatory feel to him, a pathological kind of, it just felt like, you know, this was a pattern here for Deshaun Watson. I don't think you randomly have 66 massage therapists. You just don't. And you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Their stories were very, very similar here. Now, you can say that there was consensual relationship. Was there prostitution? Was there coercion? I mean, there's a lot of things involved here. But this doesn't exonerate Deshaun Watson, at least for me. The grand jury does help a lot. Two grand juries. But this is a, you know, civil suits and easier to prove guilt there. And Deshaun Watson, I don't know what he paid these women. But as you get closer, you got $230 million guaranteed. He's probably saying, all right, what's this going to cost me? $3 million? $5 million? Let's get this over with. Now I can go play football. People are going to forget about this. And, you know, as long as I produce on the field. Now, I haven't seen any quotes from him or his attorney, Rusty Harden, but we'll have Mike Florio on and get his thoughts. He is an attorney, and get his thoughts on the legalese that's going on here. With, we just heard from the attorney, Tony Busby, who represents the women. But there are four more, and feels like they're going to trial. Will the trial take place after the football season? That's another thing to keep an eye on. I think that that's what there was an agreement between the two sides, that they would wait until after the season for the trials with these other women. But Florio will join us coming up. And I misspoke with Jordan Schultz. He had the Gronk news. He did not have Deshaun Watson. USA Today had that. But Gronk retires, sort of. Because I don't think he's retired. He's done this before. And then his attorney said, hey, you know, Tom calls him. Okay, that's not a retirement. So imagine this. On the day Gronk retires, his own agent says, well, you know, if Tom calls this year or next year, who knows? And if you're Gronk, do you take the media job? You work for Fox. And then what role do you take? Because you've already, you're kind of late to the game here. Amazon has their studio show, and I don't know what role Gronk would be good in. He's a personality. I don't think he's a good analyst. Now, you could have him where he's in the studio, where he's having fun. Okay. I don't think doing games would be suited to his style, but maybe you have him on the field like Tony Siragusa was with Fox, where you throw it down to Gronk and he sort of gives you the feel of the game. Not a sideline reporter. He's just another analyst, but he's down there almost in the trenches there. He's giving you just the sense of what's going on. And, you know, it could be a character. He could have cargo shorts on. He could have, you know, a Hawaiian shirt for nice. All I care. But Gronk is a game analyst. I thought you might see him second screen. I thought, you know, you would have him just like the Mannings And I thought that if Tom Brady went into broadcasting, he would do something like that with Gronk. Well, obviously, Tom's going to be doing more with Fox as a game analyst, but maybe Gronk could hook up with Julian Edelman, and they did a second screen, something like that, where you had some fun there, told stories, and you watched some football. But Gronk, you can't take a media job, and then all of a sudden Tom calls, and then you go back to play for the Buccaneers. But when your own agent says on the day you retire, and plus Gronk didn't say anything about the Patriots, you know, being nice about them and say nice things, you know, like Tom did. That's why people weren't buying his so-called retirement. It's like, I don't know. He didn't really say things about the Patriots. And then all of a sudden he did. And then you go, oh, okay. Maybe this isn't a final. And, you know, Michael Jordan did this. I was around with Sugar Ray Leonard. I went to his first retirement in Baltimore. And I was working for CNN at the time, mid-80s. And I went, wow, he's retiring. He wasn't retiring. But Gronk, do I think he's retired? I don't. I think that he'll wait. Doesn't want to go to training camp. He knows the offense. He knows Tom. And maybe he does something media-wise. Maybe he holds off because he knows there's the possibility that he's going to come back. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. New shirts, go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things there. The Enfuego t-shirt, Dub Nation t-shirt, Penny's Bang Biscuits, so much more. By the way, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Seton, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Well, we got a few options for you, Dan. We could go with, is Rob Gronkowski retired? Mm. Yes or yeah?
Okay.
He might be retired.
All right.
We could go with Deshaun Watson's suspension will be over under. I said 14 games.
Ooh.
I'm not really sure why 14 games, because it feels like he's going to be suspended for a season, and then maybe he appeals that down to 10 or 12 games, something like that.
I do find it, I know you can't compare them, but I'm going to. I shouldn't compare them. Daniel Snyder does all this stupid stuff, and he gets away with it. I mean, read the Washington Post today of what happened back in 2009. He settled out of court with a woman. Well, Deshaun Watson settled out of court. Daniel Snyder, he doesn't lose anything. He somehow gets away with it. You know, I know the commissioner doesn't want to discipline an owner because basically that's one of his bosses. But why does Daniel Snyder get away with all this stuff? Hey, you know, accused of this, and here's a payout. And I mean, it just feels like there's something every year with Daniel Snyder. And then I like, well, you know, he's not running the team. He gave it to his wife. Oh, okay. Wow. I don't think anybody bought that. But not saying, you know, Deshaun Watson to me, suspending for however long you want to. But Daniel Snyder, it feels like somehow skates. And he just plays the waiting game. Because eventually we move on and we go, oh, wait, Daniel Snyder's in trouble for, I'm sorry, I've lost count of what he's in trouble for. Or he's not going to sit down and talk to anybody. Won't give any testimony. What is he being investigated for this time around? Like, you know that it's not a good situation when you lose track of how many times somebody is being investigated. Or there's charges. Or there's something that happened with cheerleaders here where you're spying on them. Like, come on. After a while, and I know the other owners don't want to get into this, hey, maybe it's time to get Daniel Snyder out of here, because Snyder probably has a lot of dirt on a few owners. And you don't want that happening. If you open that door, can't close it. And I think that that's another, you know, that would be looming. If I'm one of these owners and I'm friends with Daniel Snyder, or he might, you know, turn on us, me, it could be a little dicey. Yeah, Paul.
And unlike an athlete who gets in trouble off the field but performs great on the field, they get more chances. If you're catching 120 balls, you get more chances. Yeah. You're throwing for 4,000 yards. Daniel Snyder hasn't done anything good on the field for the Redskins, Washington football team, or Commanders. It's not like the local fan base is saying, hey, we got to keep this guy here because he keeps our team relevant. He makes the right hiring decisions. Yeah, they haven't been good. Yeah, the local fans don't want him. The national fans don't want him. And the other owners and the commissioner protect him.
Yeah, they do.
Fascinating.
Yeah, they do. Mike Florio will join us. We'll settle on a poll question. 877-3DP-SHOW. Twitter handle at DP Show. And emails as well. All of that welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Yes, Seed. You look like you're poised, ready to say something incredible.
Well, I do have another poll question option that I think is a little bit of a can of worms, though, and I don't want it to take over the show.
After the break.
After.
Let's talk during the break.
After Florio.
Yes. Before Florio, but during the commercial break.
And then, yeah.
And then we'll.
Maybe segment three.
And then the can of worms will be opened up.
Yes.
A little bit later on. Okay. Take a break back after this. I got too much energy. I'm fired up. M Drive. Got my scoop there. Scoop. There it is. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Todd. But it's a supplement for driven guys looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. Find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. And this entire month, all of June, Men's Health Month, an entire month dedicated to encouraging men to think about their health. And this is what M Drive does better than anybody. You want to lose weight? They have a weight loss bundle. M Drive Lean, high quality protein powder. Had some this morning. Satisfies the cravings. Made with clinically tested red orange extract. Reduces body weight. M Drive Boost and Burn, best selling supplement. Supports healthy T levels, energy, endurance. But don't let age slow you down. You want to feel your best this summer. And M Drive Weight Loss Bundle is the way to go. MDriveDan.com. There's an automatic 10% savings just for listening to the show. Free shipping. If you don't love it after 60 days, you get your money back guaranteed. MDriveDan.com.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW. And take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Mike, let's start there. Sorry to hit you so early in the morning with something so serious.
Well, no, I just had a bowl of milk with some cereal in it, so that's a perfect perfect segue. Who in the world would put the milk in first? The milk splashes everywhere when you pour the cereal in, and the milk possibly overflows the bowl as you pour the cereal in. Mm. No, you put the cereal, then the milk. Right. I've never heard of anyone doing milk, then cereal, until today.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. That's all we needed.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
All right. So we thought about Florio as soon as the news happened with Deshaun Watson. We thought, all right, let's see if Mike, even though he's on vacation, can help
us.
It's
not vacation. It's not vacation, but that's all right. We're on hiatus. I'm still working. Oh. It's not a vacation. No days off, just like Bill Belichick.
Okay. Why now? Why did Deshaun Watson settle now?
Well, it's a great question because last week he was asked, are you going to settle the cases? And he says, no, I want to clear my name. I want to see this court process through. And my reaction was, it's too late to clear your name. This has been hanging around for 15 months. There are 24 plaintiffs. Two more supposedly are suing. Attorney Tony Busby suggested last week there could be even more who will sue. The New York Times identified, not by name, but the number of at least 66 women out there who potentially could at some point get involved in this. So I just think that Deshaun Watson finally realized it was time. And there's no way out of this. You're never going to clear your name. It's just too late. It should have happened before the first case was filed. It should have happened in April of last year. They were ready to get these settled and it fell apart. He could have settled 18 of 22 lawsuits last October, wanted to do all or nothing. I think he finally realized, I need to knock out as many of these as I can. I need to resolve as many of these as I can, because if you're going to go to trial against 24 different people, that is going to take, if football season's out of play, Dan, that's going to take 2 or 3 years to try all those cases. Now he's down to 4. They ultimately may be down to 0, but by taking 20 of these cases off the table, it accelerates the moment at which this is all going to be over for Deshaun Watson. And I think he's just gotten to the point where he realizes, I need this to be over.
Is this an admission of guilt?
It's never an admission of guilt when you settle a civil claim. And in many cases, what happens is there's a very objective analysis of the situation. How much more is it going to cost me in legal fees to take this case all the way through to a verdict, even if I win? How much will it cost me to resolve this case right now? If it's less or equal, and you're buying certainty by settling the case, it's a smart business decision. However, and even though the paperwork will say there is no admission of guilt, I've written hundreds of these documents over the years, it will be very clear there's no, in any way, shape, or form, acknowledgement of responsibility. People are going to say, well, if you pay anything, you must have done it. If you were innocent, you would fight it. And that's just an inaccurate conclusion. Now, in some cases, it's accurate, but I think as a broad brush blanket statement, it's not accurate. And the other thing, too, Dan, if there was just one plaintiff and you put in a confidentiality provision, chances are no one's ever going to talk. With 20 of these folks out there able to hide behind the other 19, any one of them that blabs, I didn't do it, there's 19 others. Somebody eventually is going to say what was paid here. And $100,000 was offered per plaintiff back in October. It'll be interesting to see when we find out the real number, and I think we eventually will, $100,000 plus how much to settle now.
I wonder about settling and if what role the NFL had in maybe advising if you settle, or, you know, there's going to be a punishment here. I don't know if it all works together, Mike, and maybe I'm trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle, and they're two different puzzles.
No, but I think you're right. I think your instincts are right. And we always know that there's a sausage making process behind the scenes. And I think that it was getting to the point, Dan, starting with the HBO story on the case, and then another lawsuit is filed, and then Deshaun Watson's lawyer makes the awkward comment about there's nothing criminal about a happy ending, and then another lawsuit's filed, and then the New York Times story comes out, and it just felt like it was disintegrating. And there had been voices in the league office for a long time that believe Deshaun Watson shouldn't play until all these cases are over. Now, the commissioner took paid leave off the table in March. That doesn't mean it couldn't be put back on. And lately, it was feeling to me like, you know, the best outcome is press pause on this guy's career. Let him focus on these 24 cases and counting, and then we'll impose an unpaid suspension after that. I think as a practical matter, and maybe there was a conversation off the grid, and you know how this happens, three layers deep, and this conversation never occurred, but it could be somebody from the league office got the message to Watson's camp. Look, what you need to do is settle these cases because there's just too many of them. We can't let this guy play with this many pending legal cases. You're going to settle them eventually. Settle them now. And I think that makes it far less likely he will be put on paid leave. Because I was thinking as of last week, paid leave felt like it was inevitable because there was just too much hovering over Deshaun Watson.
It was last Friday when the Washington Post, Mark Maskey, said that, quoting, that expecting a significant punishment for Deshaun Watson. I asked a source, I said, and it's somebody involved in this, I said, what is significant mean to you? And he said, well, my significant is different than what the commissioner's significant is, or Deshaun Watson's camp, or the Cleveland Browns. What do you think is the punishment for Deshaun Watson?
I was told a day before Maskey's report that the NFLPA is bracing for something unprecedented. So, and you got to remember the procedure that's going to be at play here. First, the league proposes a punishment, so they start high. Then independent retired judge gets involved and makes decision. Maybe it's something lower. Then commissioner has jurisdiction over the appeal, and the league can appeal. The league can say, we asked for a year. Judge Robinson, who's going to be in charge of this, said 8 games. We think it should be a year. Commissioner could say, I'll do 12. So there's a back and forth that can happen here. So yeah, you start high because you assume that through this process, the independent disciplinary officer is going to come in lower, and then the commissioner decides what the final outcome is going to be. So it doesn't surprise me that it would be a year. It wouldn't surprise me if it's longer than a year, frankly. The Trevor Bauer suspension by MLB, I think, as a practical matter, resonates in what the NFL does with Deshaun Watson. So I think it will be unprecedented. I think it will be significant. And at the end of the day, Roger Goodell is going to have final say.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Chris Sims, the show that precedes ours on Peacock Monday through Friday. Help me understand Daniel Snyder's situation, yet another situation. So he's got one situation going on, and then news came out about another situation where he settled a sexual harassment suit. Why is it that he doesn't get punished for any of this, but Deshaun Watson is going to get punished for this?
Dan, that's a great point. It's a perfect segue to the Snyder situation, because we reported last week, and Maskey confirmed this, the NFLPA, when defending Deshaun Watson, one of the defenses will be any discipline of Deshaun Watson must be proportional to discipline imposed on owners who have run afoul of the personal conduct policy, because the conduct policy says in black and white, owners and team management are held to a higher standard. So if Daniel Snyder is punished, and I still don't even know what his punishment is he running the team? Is he not running the team? Who the hell knows? But
it feels like it's punishment to make him run the team.
Yeah, that's true, especially for the fans. But you know, whatever they did to Snyder and the other two owners that the NFLPA is going to pull into this, Robert Kraft, who had a similar, a lot of differences, but some similarities to Deshaun Watson, no punishment at all that anyone knows of. Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner that had that voyeurism scandal that bubbled up earlier this year involving Rich Dalrymple, the former PR guru of the Cowboys, never investigated by the league, never punished by the league as far as anyone knows. Who knows how broadly that scandal went? We don't know. So the union is going to push very aggressively the idea, whatever you do to these guys, it's got to be more than what you do to Deshaun Watson. So we have to view the final punishment through that prism. And what it does as a practical matter, it draws these guys into this fight, and they're not going to want that. Yeah. So it puts pressure on the league that may not have otherwise been there. But as to Snyder, look, today's the hearing before the House Oversight Committee, and the commissioner issued a lengthy statement this morning. He's going to testify. He's going to get some tough questions, and he can't do his press conference tap dance where somebody asks a question, he doesn't answer it, and then somebody else asks a question about something completely different, and he never gets pressed to truly and fully answer a question.
What are the legal consequences of this hearing?
Well, ostensibly what Congress is looking to do is explore possible legislation that could be aimed at improving the workplace experience for people coast to coast. And already two bills have been introduced by the chairperson of the committee as it relates to the use of non-disclosure agreements in the workplace setting and the use of images of the employee that are harvested in the course of employment. Because one of the issues here, one of the many issues, what was done with some outtakes of a cheerleader video that ended up allegedly with upper management of the team for their entertainment, apparently. But the bottom line is Congress does have this authority. When you consider, I had this conversation with someone yesterday because the knee-jerk reaction by so many is Congress have better things to do. Well, they have other things to do, but they're capable of doing many things. And when the NFL, number one, is the beneficiary of a 50-year, almost 60-year broadcast antitrust exemption that allows it to go out and sell its TV rights in bulk, and when the NFL is the one thing that is left in this country that can pull 20, 30, 40 million people together and watch the same thing at the same time, nothing else does that anymore. There's some scrutiny that goes along with that. So that's where this all comes from. And they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And I applaud them, Dan, because they've been hiding the truth for months now about what really happened. They've buried it. And Congress is trying to get some of it to come to light. And I think it's a good thing.
Before I let you go, Gronk announces his retirement. Didn't sound like an actual retirement announcement, but it was almost like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if you're asking me today, I'm going to retire. But if Tom calls, then I'll probably... When your agent says...
Yes!
Like Drew Rosenhaus...
I've never seen this before. The agent says, I don't believe my client.
It was like when Charles Barkley said he was misquoted in his in his autobiography. It's like your autobiography. How do you misquote it? So,
Dan, I think this is the bottom line. The bottom line is the bottom line. I don't think that Gronk is willing to come out and say it. But if they're going to pay him $8, $9, $10 million, when you've got receivers scratching against $30 million per year now, and you look at the weapon that Gronk is, I think for anything less than $15 million, I'm not getting out of bed if I'm Rob Gronkowski. So if you're willing to pay me $8, $9, or $10 million, then I'll show up in November and take that or some prorated amount. You want me there from day one. I want to be paid commensurately with the top tight ends. 15 is the high watermark for tight ends. You got receivers, like I said, getting close to 30. I think it comes down to how much money the Buccaneers are willing to pay. And Gronk's not going to come out and say it because it just looks unseemly. It looks greedy if you say it.
Great stuff, Mike. Once again, right, you're just on hiatus. You're not on vacation.
Hiatus. No days off. ProFootballTalk.com every single day. We have no choice. It's the fruit keeps falling out of the trees every day.
Congratulations on your book, Playmakers, bestseller.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Florio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Dodgers beat the Reds last night, and they're currently the top team in the National League West. Their pitching coach is the former Major League pitcher and former All-Star from the Chicago Cubs, Mark Pryor, back on the program. Hey, Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Been a long time, and congrats on the gig as the Dodgers pitching coach. Give us an idea of what is the role on game day for the pitching coach?
I think basically preparing our starters, making sure our starters and our catcher, that everybody's on the same page from a game planning standpoint. I think that's probably the primary role as far as the game, preparing for the game. So it's a lot of, kind of backroom preparation with our advanced coaches and our infield, outfield coaches on positioning and just making sure we're all on the same page on how we're going to pitch guys, and attack them, and then making sure we're positioned accordingly, hopefully that so we can maybe steal some outs, whether it's shifting or not shifting, as things change. And then as well as just checking in with all our other pitchers, obviously with starters, have bullpens in between outings, making sure that you know, we're prepared there, getting ready for the next start. We go to Atlanta this weekend, so today we'll be getting kind of like Julio and Andrew Heaney ready for those starts this weekend. And then just kind of anything that comes up on a daily basis, which there's a myriad of things that come up daily. So it's fun. It's always engaged. No days the same. And I think that's what keeps it, you know, keeps the adrenaline going constantly.
Explain to me when a pitcher has it in the bullpen but not on the mound, or vice versa.
Yeah, I don't know if I can explain that. As a player, I learned quickly not to put too much stock in how I was thrown in the bullpen, whether that was good or bad, because things for some reason change when you get out there. And I think definitely as a coach, I always get asked, like, how was he? And I always just kind of shrug my shoulders and say, you know, he was fine, because I've seen guys lights out in the bullpen. And then as soon as they get out there, I mean, even last night, Tony was lights out in the bullpen, and he struggled to find his command, you know, in those first couple batters, and it cost him a homer to India. But I've seen Kirsch, you know, one of the best games I've seen him ever pitch was in San Diego a couple of years ago, and I mean, he couldn't find the plate in the bullpen, and he even joked about it on the way walk in. He's like, hey, you know, did that scare you? And I was like, no, you look great. And you know, he went out and you know, I think he struck out 8-9 guys and went 6 innings plus, and it was just lights out against obviously a very, very good offensive team with Machado and Tatis. So you know, it's a weird thing, you know, sometimes it clicks, sometimes it takes until the fourth inning for it to click too. So I don't know. It's got to be something where, you know, you cross that line, the adrenaline gets picked up a little bit, and maybe you just kind of get off, your timing gets off a little bit. And I think sometimes when you're bad in the bullpen, you just, if you've been around and you've done it long enough, you just kind of say, screw it. And you'll be like, you know, I know how to pitch, and I'll remember once I get out there. So it's just kind of one of those things that you don't really have an answer to. And you just, you know, you, as a pitching coach, you just cross your fingers and you hope for the best sometimes that these guys will figure it out, because they're really good at doing that.
Is it fair to look at today's starting pitchers or any pitcher as it almost feels like everybody is headed towards Tommy John surgery, or it's almost like that badge of courage that you're eventually, if your job is to throw as hard as you can for as long as you can, is it avoidable?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's avoidable. I mean, it's definitely something that's, you know, it's part of our game. It's part of our industry. And I don't think as an industry we've been able to, you know, tackle that problem of how to avoid it. And, you know, you're trying to protect guys, you're trying to limit some of their pitches, you know, those guys go down. You push guys and, you know, said that they're athletic and their delivery is great, those guys go down. And then you got guys that, you know, from scouts to evaluators to coaches, you say that's not going to work, and they never go down. So it's definitely not an exact science. It's not something that anybody, even if the success rate of Tommy John surgeries and guys coming back is pretty high, it's not something you ever want to do. So, but that, you know, I'm sure there's some correlation to the velocity. I think, you know, the amount of high leverage, high intense throws that these guys make on a daily basis to generate the forces is probably, you know, long term probably not a great thing. But it's what plays right now, and this is how the game's evolved. And you know, it's pretty amazing what these guys can do physically. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a cost, and that's, you know, your elbow or your shoulder or something, and you just try to. You try to minimize that. I think, you know, from where it was 20 years ago when I first came in, I think the industry's grown leaps and bounds in a positive way as far as training methods, you know, the sports performance industry and what the strength coaches can do with guys to prepare them to put their bodies in good position. So I do think that we've come a long way in trying to help prevent it, but I just don't think it's inevitable. I don't think it's avoidable with everybody.
Knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently when you were with the Cubs?
I don't know if I would have done anything differently, to be honest. I mean, I think I'm a product of who I was and what I did and the experiences that I had. So I don't think I would definitely have changed anything. Would I have liked to have, you know, played longer at a higher level? Absolutely. You know, would I have maybe adjusted some of my training regimens and maybe some of my, you know, some of my delivery stuff, you know, arm action, knowing what I know now? Yeah, I probably would have made those adjustments maybe sooner than after, the, you know, post-injuries. But at the end of the day, like, my experiences are kind of how, you know, they've shaped who I am today. And I think they've only helped me as a coach. So I definitely wouldn't have changed anything. And I loved the moments that we had in Chicago. But there's probably some things that, you know, we just didn't know back then, as far as the way the body worked and the delivery worked and how to train, you know, more as an individual versus just kind of the masses. So I probably hopefully would have been able to, you know, do some things differently to kind of maximize my body and make it a little bit more efficient for the way I worked. But as far as, you know, my decisions to pitch, to go out there every fifth day, and even if I wasn't feeling good, I wouldn't have changed it.
He's Mark Pryor. He's the Dodgers pitching coach, former baseball pitcher, certainly for the Chicago Cubs. I still go back to that Kerry Wood day in April against the Astros. And I know that, you know, they rank these – I think it was his sixth start of his career. I don't know if there's another dominating performance. And I know they rank these. How would you quantify or describe, you know, 20 strikeouts in a game as a rookie against a really good Astros lineup?
Yeah, very, very good team. I mean, it's, you know, it's got to be up there as at least a top three, if not, you know, one of the best. I think just when you lump in all the variables to like you said, you know, he is a rookie against, you know, his fifth or sixth outing against a really good offensive team against, you know, some of those guys are in the Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Famers, you know, cold, rainy, kind of ugly day, and just the stuff that I think you go back and you watch the videos and, you know, now we can quantify these things and these pitch movements, but just to see the movement on some of those pitches, the breaking balls that he was throwing were just ridiculous. And even now, it, you know, when everybody says the velocity and the movements today are so much nastier, I mean, it'd be hard pressed to see some of the things that he was doing with the baseball that you still don't see necessarily on a daily basis.
It was a frisbee. He was throwing a frisbee that day, Mark. He was. I love that description because it was true.
Yeah, no, and so I think when you put all those things together, I mean, it's got to be one of the best performances of all time. And I'm sure there's performances on, you know, in playoff games and stuff like that that you know, might rank in theoretically above him. But when you're just looking at raw stuff and what he did and how he made hitters look, it's definitely one of the top two or threes. You know, maybe like a Randy Johnson performance is probably in there somewhere. You know, in his 20 strikeout games. You know, Clemens back in the day when he was just blowing guys by and those. So, you know, there's definitely some dominant performances, but I think just the sheer awkward swings from some of these really, really good hitters, it's pretty impressive.
You faced prime Barry Bonds. I got you hit him one time and the benches cleared. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember that. That was an intriguing day for sure.
Why was it so intriguing?
He was a very imposing figure, and you know, it was a game. It was the third game of a series, and you know, it was. I'm trying to think. I think Woody threw the first game, and might have hit him on a couple breaking balls, and then I think Barry took one of our pitchers deep in the middle game twice in a game, and you know, it was. My intention was. I think I threw one of the three changeups I threw all year with the pitch before, and then we tried to go back inside, and it just got away from me. And you know, obviously he didn't appreciate it, and I totally understand that. And but in the heat of the moment, you know, I was young and probably a little brash at the time, and you know, I'm sure I maybe said some things that I, you know, probably weren't the most respectful thing to somebody of his stature. So Fortunately, I had some older veterans that, you know, grabbed me by the collar and pulled me out of there and said, you know, let's tone it down. So, he was a force for sure. And, fortunately, I only had to face him three or four times because he wasn't in our division. But there wasn't a lot you could get by him or even make him look silly. It was ridiculous during that stretch.
How would you sum up the Dodgers pitching staff?
I think we're doing well. You know, injuries have played a role in where we're at right now. But I really like the way our guys have come together and stepped up, to fill the Walker Buehler void when Clayton was out. You know, we've had some guys, and Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson in the starting rotation have done an extremely good job of filling those shoes. Tony's been pitching extremely well all year and he's been really consistent. So that's been a nice development and see his growth. I think our bullpen, is always undervalued at times in the 4 years that I've been here. They come together as a group and really buy into, pitching as a group and pitching as one, as their own like kind of entity versus individuals. And that's really fun to watch those guys. They really come in, they step into any role in any situation, and they get their outs and they do their job. And that's kind of how their mindset is to kind of pick each other up and pass a baton. So, it's really fun to watch our bullpen when it comes together. At times, they've really had to pick up the slack during these injuries. In this last month, we played a lot of games and a lot of days. So they got taxed, and there was never, in a complaint. They wanted the ball every single day, and they really want to go out and try to close games out. And so from that standpoint, it's been really awesome to see. And I think ultimately that'll pay dividends at the end of the year when these games, hopefully we get some guys healthy. We get back to kind of, maybe not full force, but somewhat of, the way, our front office have put this team together. But these big games that these guys are pitching now, I think pay dividends at the end. And, I think we're going to be a strong group towards the end of this to hopefully help our offense go out and win some games. And, it's still a long way to go, but I've been really happy with the way they've been pitching, attacking the strike zone and getting outs.
Good to talk to you again, Mark, and good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks.
That's Mark Pryor, Dodgers pitching coach, of course. He was one of those can't-miss prospect.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.